Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sunday School. We're glad you're here. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here as well. Let's begin with number 18. And by the way, there are two different pieces of paper with songs. There's the children's one, and there also is another one that looks like this. We'll be using both of them. But we're going to start off with number 18 off of the children's one. Verse 2, it says, "Still, today he's calling, seeking those to serve him, some to tell the story of his love so true, some to seek the lost ones, bringing them to Jesus. If you love the Savior, he has work for you." Number 18. There were 12 disciples. This is how it's going to work. If you have a favorite, you can go ahead and raise your hand. I'll try to call on some. Remember, we're at a conference setting, so it's a lot more people than normal probably in your local assembly, so I won't be able to get to everyone, okay? We'll try to sing as many songs as we can maybe in the next 10 minutes, but I won't be able to get to everyone. And if your song is not on the song sheet and it's one from back home in Sunday school, you can give that one out too. We'll try to sing it by memory. We start with you. What would you like? Number 20. Number 20. Wide, wide. Anybody over here? Yes, Caleb? No. Number 12.
L-E-A-B.
Come to J.E.S.U.
Thank you, Caleb. Yes. 16. Salvation is
a big word that I am not to swallow. To know Christ died on Calvary from sin to save us all. For when a sinner trusts him to save him from his sin, the Savior comes with peace and joy to dwell his heart within. Salvation, salvation.
Believe that? Do you really believe that? Jesus died for sinners, even you and me. Thanks for giving that one out. That was a good one. How about over here? Yes. We can do both. We'll start with this one here first. What's your name? Number 15.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. God has made a way to reign. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Through the blood of his dear son. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I may enter heaven's gate. Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two. By his grace and so may.
If someone asked you, are you ashamed of the gospel? What would you say? It says, tell the story o'er and o'er. Are we ashamed of it? We'll talk more about that later. I want you to think about that. And we'll also talk about what that big word, ashamed, means. Okay. Yes. Number five.
Around the throne of God in heaven. To that world above that dance, all bright and fair.
we're going to pray, and then we're going to sing a song or two off of the other piece of paper that we have, okay? Our blessed God and Father, we are so thankful that we can be here this morning, this Mother's Day, beautiful day here in North Carolina, for Sunday school. We want to learn more about the Lord Jesus, and we want to open up his precious word and learn from it. We think of the dear children and everyone who's here. We pray that they would have listening ears and an open heart to the message. And if they've not accepted thee as their own personal Savior, we pray that they would do it this morning. And for those who know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, we pray that they would not be ashamed of the gospel and that they would tell others. May we be stirred up, encouraged, as we spend some time together enjoying thy precious word. And we ask this in thy worthy and precious name. Amen. Amen. There should be another piece of paper, song sheet, that looks like this. And before we say our verse this morning, we're going to sing our verse. Okay. So when I was a young boy, my mother would take the Sunday school verse, the verse in the Sunday school paper, and she would set it to a tune that us children would recognize or that we would learn and would help us memorize God's word. And even though I'm 45 years old, I still remember many of those songs. And now my mother does it for her grandchildren, Jewel, Caleb, William, and Cambria. And I enjoy hearing them sing the songs each week. And so we thought we'd put it on the paper. We're going to teach it to you to this morning, the verse for this week. And then for the dads and moms, we have the verse for the next 3 weeks. But first, we'll start with this week. So we're not going to sing all of them, but I do want to sing this one here, because this one goes with our memory verse. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So the tune that we're going to sing this one to is the tune to the song, The Wild Little Donkey. You guys remember that song? There once was a wild little donkey. So we're going to sing that to that tune. Okay? Everybody see where it is? It's on the front side of the paper here. Okay, nice and loud. You guys want to stand up and help me with this one? Julia, come out too.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God, the power of God to salvation unto everyone that believes. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God, the power of God to salvation unto everyone that believes. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God, the power of God to salvation unto everyone that believes. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God, the power of God to salvation unto everyone that believes.
That sounded really, really good. Thank you. And so for dads and moms, parents, grandparents, and grandparents, the Sunday school paper for this coming week, starting today, will be, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So you can take that verse and sing it to the tune, "Jesus Saves." And then if you turn over to the next page, it would be a week from now. The verse is going to be, "The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them," Luke 9:56. And you would sing that tune to "One Door and Only One." And then there's one more verse to finish out the month. So again, we grew up with that, and my mother still does it for my grandchildren, and it's a chance for them to be able to practice singing the verses and hopefully storing them up in their hearts. There is a QR code for the Facebook page that my mother has, and you can go on there and you can also get the get these verses as well and the song. So they go way back, and she keeps putting them on there, so a great resource. All right. Hopefully we've stored God's word in our heart. Who would like to start by saying it first? We should probably start by having everybody say it. So I'm going to step up on the stage. If you can see it up here or if you've got it stored in your heart, we're going to start with this one over here. All together. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1:16. All right. Christ confidence, right, Mr. Duvicek? All right, so sometimes it might be a little scary to try to say it in front of everybody, but think of what Mr. Luvicic said yesterday. It's not about self-confidence, Christ confidence.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Romans 1:16.
Very good. Nice job. We give them a round of applause each time. Who else?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto everyone that believeth. Romans 1:16.
Nice job. He knew I was going to ask him. We've been practicing.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, that everyone believeth. Romans 1:16.
Good job, Caleb. That's it.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1:16.
Good job.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believes. Romans 1:16.
Doesn't it make dad and mom's heart feel good when they hear their children say, I am not ashamed of the gospel?
Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto everyone that believeth. Romans 1:16.
Excellent. All right. A couple more.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Romans 1:16.
Excellent.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to anyone that believes. Romans 1:16.
Excellent. Did you say it?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
Excellent.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1:16.
Excellent. You mind if I tell a short story? It's a true story. I have the same problem back home in the classroom. Mine doesn't work on my shirt, so usually I carry it around and I'm holding it like this, or like I was doing, having the students talk into it. So this is a true story. I did tell this one 2 years ago at Michigan Family Camp. But it happened in the month of May. There were two boys that came to the Jim Knight Gospel Outreaches back home in Michigan and Vacation Bible Schools. Their names were Mason and Justin. Do you remember those names, Mason and Justin? Mason was probably about 2 years older than his brother Justin. And when they first started coming, Mason was probably about 8 years old and Justin was about 6 years old. Are there any children here who maybe are 6, 7, 8 years old right now? Good. Are there any children who are going to be 6, 7, 8 years old in a few years? Good. Are there anyone? Is there anyone here who was 6, 7, or 8 a few years ago? Mason and Justin, they came to the Jim Knight Gospel Outreaches, and they heard the gospel. They came to Vacation Bible School, and they heard the gospel. They heard Richard Mackwich give the gospel. They heard Dave Van Holstein give the gospel. They heard Tim Roach give the gospel. You might have heard Mr. Boulard give the gospel. They heard me give the gospel. They heard it many, many times. They heard many different verses. They heard many different gospel illustrations. Two boys hearing the same message. Mason, the older boy, believed the gospel and accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And I remember one time at one of the gospel outreaches, Brent Mazzola asked if the boys, the ones there, could say, "Jesus is my Lord and Savior." And he was able to say it publicly. It was very precious. But you know what? Mason's brother, Justin, who heard the same gospel messages, he didn't believe it. Or maybe he was putting it off. Or for whatever reason, he never accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. Well, those two boys who came, they grew up, and they eventually became teenagers. And eventually into their early 20s. 2 years ago, Justin, who had got a motorcycle or a crotch rocket, one of those fast bikes, was riding his bike and going too fast and swerved out of the way of another vehicle, and he lost control. And he was killed instantly. This is a young man in his early 20s who heard the gospel and he didn't accept the Lord Jesus as his Savior. Where do you think he is right now? And is he going to get out of there? No. And so we went to the funeral. And I was there at the funeral. And you go to a funeral where somebody's not saved, it's a very sad, sad event. A lot of the ones there were dressed in their black or gray clothes. Quite a few of them were standing around smoking. The one pickup truck had its tailgate down and they're passing some beer around. This was a sad, sad scene. A bunch of America's youth, late teens, early 20s, standing around without hope, sad. What can we do for these people? How could these people be helped? Is there any way that their lives could be changed? Is there any way that they could have the same joy that you and I have? What do you think?
I think that Alice can tell her about the gospel.
She said, "I think that others can tell them about the gospel," and that's where we're going with this. The problem in our society is not going to be solved by electing a new president. You believe that? That's not going to change those young people's future, not a new president. It's not going to change their lives if we send them to counseling. It's not going to change their lives if we pass whatever laws they pass. What's going to change their lives is what we're talking about this morning. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That will change their lives. Our verse says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Do you know who said that or who wrote that verse? He's one of my heroes. I've never met him, but I love his writings. I love his Savior. Who is it? Paul. And would he know anything about the grace of God and the power of God? I heard a loud yes over here. Do we know anything about his life before he came to know the Lord Jesus as his Savior? Yeah, what was he doing? Persecuting Christians, Satan, do you hear?
Killing God's people.
What else was he doing?
He was killing God's people and
putting them in jail.
Yeah.
Don't need the microphone for him.
Yeah. He was blind.
Well, his vision was changed, so you're kind of getting ahead of us. But boy, he was on the wrong road, wasn't he? He was hurting Christians. He was imprisoning, wanting them to be killed. You think, what's going to change this man's life? Would a new president change his life? Maybe some new legislation, would that help change his life? Maybe going to counseling and therapy? No, he needed something that would change his life. You know, he was dead in trespasses and sins. He was killing Christians. He needed someone or something to change his life. But God had his eye on him. And God has his eye on you this morning. He sees right down through this roof. He sees right down into this roof, in this room. And God had his eye on Paul. And as you were saying, the light shone through. And Paul got converted, didn't he? He put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. And he went from being the man who was having others persecuted and killed to being the one who is spreading the gospel. The worst of the worst, he calls himself. You know what he calls himself in 1 Timothy? Do you guys remember that? He calls himself the chief of something.
The chief of sinners?
He was the chief of sinners. But God had his eye on him, and he has his eye on you this morning. In the gospel, Paul's life was changed, and your life can be changed as well. What is the gospel? Here it is very simply. The gospel is Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. But before I go any further, I want to back up. Each one of us is born in sin. Do you believe that? Each one of us is born with a sinful nature that wants to do bad things. And do our sins go away on their own? What if I decide I'm just going to ignore them? They're still there. What if I decide I want to ignore my credit card balance? Is it still there? Yes. It doesn't go away. If I was to call up PNC and say, I'm just going to ignore my credit card balance, would you, let's just call that good? Do you think they would say, oh, yeah?
No.
No, they probably are very happy that the interest rate is way up here now. Okay. Our sins don't just go away. That's not good. And what happens when we die in our sins? Yeah, we sure don't go to heaven in our sins. Does anyone want to go to hell?
No.
You wouldn't be able to see your dad or mom again. Might not be able to see your brother or sister again. Hopefully they're not going there. We don't want anyone to go to hell. So this is where the gospel comes in. God saw us in our need and in our sins and on our way to hell. And he provided his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on Calvary's cross. And there on Calvary's cross, the Lord Jesus was punished for your sin and my sin. If, as John mentioned last night, if we will repent and put our faith and trust in him. And when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, a soldier put a spear in his side, and what came out? Blood and water came out, didn't it? And it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth us from all sin. And when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we can have our sins forgiven. The gospel can change our lives. It's changed my life. Has it changed your life? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Or are you still kind of thinking about it? Don't know? That's an honest answer. It's important that we start thinking about these things. When is a good time to get saved? Now. Well, how about tomorrow? No, today is a good time. Did you know that the Bible doesn't say tomorrow is a good time to be saved? It says now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In fact, it also says, I'm going to get my Bible. Listen to this. Verily, verily, John 5:25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So this is, I want to just get this part done, taken care of first. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, can you share the gospel with others? You can, however, the most important thing is that you get yourself saved first, right? And when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you have a choice. You can decide to tell others about Him, or you can decide to keep it a secret. Is that a good idea? No. So let's go back to our verse. I want to talk about the word ashamed. So I'm going to step up on the stage. Can you kind of track me as I'm going this way? It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What does ashamed mean? It means hesitant or unwilling to do something because of fear or embarrassment. We all know what it's like to be kind of afraid of what our friends will think, right? Oh, you're a Christian? Ooh, I'm kind of afraid of that. We don't like that. Oh, you know Jesus as your Savior? Oh, I'm not playing with you. And then if they go to church on Sunday, we go swimming in the pool. Fear, hesitancy, embarrassment. Should we be ashamed of the gospel? Should we be ashamed of the gospel, Brother Tony? No. So this is where we're going to need to ask the Lord's help, and I want to challenge us these last 15 minutes. This is where I want to take the Sunday school from here. We have a great opportunity with everyone here to think about how we can be bold and courageous for the Lord in sharing the gospel. Because it's not something that we should be ashamed of, is it? Ashamed means to be unwilling to do something because of fear or embarrassment. Some people are afraid to come stand up and speak. There's a real fear. Underneath it, it says, I gave you some examples. I was ashamed to be seen with him. Or, I am ashamed to admit that I don't know the answer. I left a blank for the last one. It says, I am ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh, good. I like hearing that. I am not ashamed. And that's what I want to try to stir up. Or as Bob Tony would say, I want to encourage you, challenge you. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So I have up here as our third exhibit, a fill-in-the-blank question. We're having school this morning. I am ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Which one would you check off this morning? Would you say I am sometimes ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Usually ashamed? Not. I hope we can all say not. I have to say that I sometimes am. I sometimes am. And I think that's all natural that we are. Okay? I don't think anyone could stand up here and say I'm not ashamed every single time, but we want to have the mindset of not being ashamed. And how can we have that mindset? I'm going to back up here. Did you know that fear is a spirit? And this verse tells us very clearly that God has not given us the spirit of fear. When you go to share the gospel with your friend or coworkers, or someone at school, did you know that that fear is not coming from God? Who do you think that's coming from? Because he doesn't want you to share the gospel. Pay close attention to this. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So when we're at school or at work or with our friends, and that fear is not coming from God. The devil doesn't want you to share the gospel. He doesn't want people to get saved. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. God will give you the strength, the courage, the boldness to tell others about him. You guys remember that song in Sunday school? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. The devil wants us to hide it under a bushel. He doesn't want us to tell others about Jesus. But we need to ask the Lord for help and courage, and he will give us the spirit of power, the spirit of love and of sound mind. And then it goes on to say, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Paul was encouraging a young man named Timothy. Don't be ashamed. Preach the word. Tell others about the Lord Jesus. So I have a homework assignment for us. What? Homework at a conference in North Carolina? Here's how this homework assignment is going to work. Can you guys see up on the wall where it says homework with the stars? With the Lord's help, I want to challenge you. And I want you to choose which one you want to do. This month, and I'll give you to the rest of this month. This month, I will share the gospel with. Which one are you going to check off? Oh, good. Good. I like that. Hopefully nobody checks off no one. There's probably some people saying, he's speaking to me right now. I haven't shared the gospel with anyone all year. This month I will share the gospel. Hopefully we don't choose no one. One person? Let's start with one. Okay. And then after we do one, hopefully we can go all the way down to the bottom with more than one. Would you be happy if your friend got saved this month? Would you be happy if maybe your neighbor got saved this month? That would be wonderful. How about your teacher at school? How about somebody you work with? Wouldn't that be exciting if they came to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior? Do you think the Lord Jesus would want to save them? Yeah, because he died on the cross and he shed his precious blood for them. So I've asked my friend Andrew. He's going to come up here. And as we wrap this up with a challenge, and then we're going to sing the song Jesus Saves, I want to get the different states that are represented here, because John Kemp yesterday in the gospel said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And how exciting would this be if we start to see names of different states where a boy or a girl, with the Lord's help, is going to share the gospel with someone this month. So if you're interested in sharing the gospel with someone this month, would you raise your hand and we'll put your state up there so we can get that represented? What state are you in?
United States.
Do you know what state, like? Alaska, Hawaii,
New Jersey.
We have someone who's going to share the gospel in New Jersey. What state do you live in, or province, or?
Virginia.
Can we put Virginia up there? Oh, the gospel is spreading to New Jersey, Virginia. Yes?
New Jersey.
All right, we put a check mark next to New Jersey. Let's do one other states that aren't up there. Yes?
Vestal.
Vestal is in New York, right? All right, New York. It's a good thing I'm not doing the spelling either. All right, so we have New Jersey, Virginia. Could you write New York? Listen to what state this one's going to come from.
Bahamas.
Bahamas.
America.
America. We can put America up. I see a hand over here. Yes.
Michigan.
Oh, Michigan goes up there. Do we have anybody from Ohio here? Are you going to share the gospel with somebody this month? Try to? What state? state are you in?
Ohio.
Okay, there goes Ohio. What else do we have? We're going to go back here. We have Canada back here.
Really? We have to do this? Quebec.
We have Quebec.
St. Thomas.
And Ontario. Gospel spreading into Ontario. Anyone else? We have anybody from California here? Where's our California ones? Anyone else? Yes. You have a friend from California? But I think you guys get the picture, right? That's excellent. So we're going to sing a song in closing, but here's what I want us to leave you with. We started off with the song, Still Today He's Seeking. Still today he's calling, seeking those to serve him, some to tell the story of his love so true, some to seek the lost ones, bringing them to Jesus. If you love the Savior, he has work for you. Boys and girls, do not be ashamed of the gospel. Be bold. Be courageous. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And someone might end up being in heaven because you told them about the Lord Jesus and they put their trust in him. Okay? Wouldn't that be wonderful? So in closing, I'd like to sing the song on the back page here. It comes from the gospel hymn book, The Echoes of Grace, 132. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. If you're bold and courageous and want to help share the gospel with others, would you stand with me and sing the song, We Have Heard the Joyful Sound? So please rise.
We have heard the joyful sound.
shall we pray? We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that we could have this Sunday school this morning to be reminded of thy death for us on Calvary's cross, thy precious blood that was shed for us. First and foremost, we pray that any boy or girl in this room who has not accepted you as their own personal Savior would do it today. And then for each one in this room, that we would be challenged, that we would not, with thy help, be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And that this month, we would tell at least one person or more, spread the gospel all around. We ask this in thy worthy and precious name, giving thanks. Amen.